I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC. The Red Rocks Music Festival begins this evening, and I sat down recently with the executive director and founder of the festival, Moshe Bookspan. But I was confused at just how many years had passed since we spoke about the inaugural season. I said 15 years. You think it's 17 when we first talked?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a full orchestra. We had the guest conductor, violinist Shlomo Mintz. And he will be coming again this year, this coming season. We're starting our festival September 5th.
Most of the performances in Phoenix take place at the Cutler-Plotkin.
The Cutler-Plotkin Center, it's in downtown Phoenix. The programs are Dialogue Through Music, works by Brooke Menotti. They're both trios, clarinet, violin, piano. This second performance will be from the romantic to jazz. The romantic part will be a clarinet quintet by Brahms, with the guest clarinetist Nicola Jurica, who will be coming back for the third time. And we have an Arizona premiere of a work by Richard Ratner. It's the same instrumentation as the Trout Quintet by Schubert.
Well, before we get too far, there's a couple of names that are regulars. Your artistic director is one of the violinists we get to hear with each
Correct.
Of the festivals.
Yeah, David Ehrlich has been with us from day one as a former first violinist with the Audubon String Quartet, as well as his wife, Teresa Ehrlich, who is a pianist, and they're both coming from Blacksburg, Virginia, where David is associated with Virginia Tech.
David is such a marvelous player. He makes everyone around him shine.
Yes, and a deep understanding of the music and the details. The third program is a very interesting one. In My Father's Footsteps will be performed by Steinway artist Sandra Shapiro. She is a professor at the Cleveland Music Institute, as well as Oberlin, and she'll be doing a wonderful program. In My Father's Footsteps will include works by Chopin and Rachmaninoff and Schubert.
When you got started, I remember, okay, you're a violinist, and it seems like, as I recall, Shlomo was a friend of yours, so you've got this idea. You're going to start a festival in Arizona. I'm going to call my buddy Shlomo, and he comes, right? Is that how it worked?
Yes, Shlomo Mintz and myself, we go back over 50 years. We grew up together, same hometown. We studied with the same teacher, Ilona Fair. So, yeah, 17 years ago, I asked him to come, and that was our inaugural season. And after 17 years, he'll be back.
And it's a chance to hear him basically in recital.
Yes, he'll be playing a solo recital. The works will include the Bach Partita number 2, the Isai Sonata number 4. He will also perform several of the Paganini Caprices.
17 years ago, you had this idea, and I remember meeting you and saying, my hat's off to you, buddy, because this is going to be tough here. Was this kind of what you saw happening? You'd be doing this for 17 years?
The festival evolved. The idea from the start was a festival in the style of Ravinia and Sedona with the beautiful scenery. It was touch and go. There were always hurdles and challenges along the way, but we always found ways to continue and progress.
And in the meantime, Red Rocks Music Festival coming up with the performances both here in the Valley and in Sedona. Moshe, it's so good to see you. Congratulations, 17 years going strong.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
The Red Rocks Festival begins this evening and continues through September. In Sedona, the concerts take place at the Sedona Creative Life Center. The gala final concert in Phoenix with Shlomo Mintz will be held at Bethel Congregation at 8 p.m. All other Phoenix concerts, including this evening's, begin at 7:30 at the Cutler-Plotkin Jewish Heritage Center. At the Heart of the Arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.